Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7, and we'll play again on Saturdays at 1 each week. And Wombats and Music is my chance to bring to you my favorite songs, just songs I love, new, old, any old thing, and an occasional oddball thing like a reading or a poem or a strange story, which I call a wombat. That's why the title, Wombats and Music, it's my license to put in some oddball things. Wombats and Music comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7. We are your college and community station on the Emory and Henry campus, and it's my delight to play for you some songs. I'm going to start off with a song I ended last week's show with. I did not finish it. And I enjoyed cutting it off because I've grown quite attached to the song. I heard it for the first time about 2 weeks ago, and I've listened to it a number of times. It just haunts me. I think it's a great song. It's not a happy song, at least not in its heart. Or maybe it is in its heart, but it at the surface, it's cynical about growing up in a small town and how confining it can be. But I think it's more than that. And the banjo adds a lot to it. I'm a big banjo fan, so that's part of it. So this is Merry-Go-Round by Casey Musgraves.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. And Daddy's hooked on Mary too. Checks are always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us we settle.
That was Merry-Go-Round by Casey Musgraves. Sort of sad in a way. now comes what I think I can classify as a wombat. I'm going to talk a little bit about my narrow-minded views about romantic relationships. The next song is called You'll Think of Me. It's by Keith Urban. He's from New Zealand. This song came out in 2004, went to number one on the country parade. It's basically a guy who's his girlfriend's leaving him, and he's saying, you know, go ahead, leave. I mean, after all, if you want to go, go. But you'll think of me, he says. I'd say that's a little bit wishful thinking. I don't think they're going to think of him. And that's what I want to talk about. You know, some things in life you get to do over and over and over again. And other things, like marriages, you may only do never or once or twice or whatever. Relationships are sort of like that. You may be in a number of relationships, but not that many. And relationships end, if some do. And when they do, usually there's one person who's the leaver, the one who chooses to leave, and the one who's the leavee. And in both my marriages, I was the leavee. I did not want the marriage to end, and my wife chose to leave. And this song is written by a guy who's a leavee like me. And I was noticing that though there are a lot of songs written about and by leavees, you know, the people going through the pain of the person they love deserting them or leaving them or going with someone else or whatever, there aren't any songs that I can think of written by the leaver, the one who says, I'm out of here, baby. You know, I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm sure there are some. But most of the ones, so I'm going to express my little narrow-minded view that the entire world is divided into three groups: leavers, leavees, and those who are neither. And that leavers are never left. They're always the ones who leave. And leavees are always left behind. They never are leavers. Now, of course, I know that's not true, but that's my simplistic view for today. So, and here's the next part of it. This is the bitter part of the leavee saying, the reason why there aren't any songs written by the leavers is that they are cold-hearted people with no romance, no sense of poetry or music. All they care about is themselves, and they just leave. Whereas the leavees, we sensitive, kind-hearted, poor, innocent people, we have deep pain and agony, and we make beautiful music. Now, if you can buy that, I've got a bridge in the Sahara. I'd like to sell you over some water. So that's just my point of view. So this is a song by a leavee, and I feel his pain. I do. And he's dealing with it as best he can.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Out driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cap and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. You think of me.
So that was Think of Me by Keith Urban. One comment I have there is that there's an expression in English called malapropism. A malapropism is where a word is substituted for another word that sounds almost the same, but often gives a very different meaning. And a similar thing happens, there may be a name for it, I think there is, where when you're listening to something, you don't hear it correctly, and you misinterpret what was said. The person said the correct word, but you heard it wrong. And especially as you age and your hearing fails, this can happen a lot. It can be kind of humorous. And one part of that song where he says, take your cap and leave my sweater. I kept hearing it as take your cat and leave my sweater. In my first marriage, I was going to write a book about it. Of course, I'm always going to write a book about something and never do. But I was going to call it She Even Took the Cats. Because, you know, when you're in a family, in a relationship, and you have pets, the pets are an important part of your life. And you form relationships with the pets. And I was very close to the cats. And when we split up, I eventually had to move out. And I had to leave the cats behind. I mean, of course, I also left my wife and my children and my life, which was really far more important. But the cats, so take your cat and leave my sweater is what I hear. I think, oh, it's terrible. She's taking the cat. But she's not taking the cat. She's taking the cat. all right, enough of that. Now, on to Eco Eco. This is one of my favorite songs. I used to go to a folk music group that, and people would sing this at dinner and beat out the rhythm on the glasses. Apparently, the original recording of this was by another group called the Dixie Cups, and the recording I have is by the Bell Stars. I'll have to get the Dixie Cups and try it because I love this recording, but theirs may even be better. And I never knew what was going on. And what it is, it's the here's the story. This is from the Mardi Gras parade. And it's the story of two of the marching bands clashing, coming together. And the spy boy in one of them is going to burn the flag carrier of the other band. And that's what they're, you know, my black boy and your black boy. And so they're the guidon carrier, the flag carrier. So that's the story. This song has apparently a lot of Mardi Gras phrases in it. And that's where its source is. I didn't know that. All I know is I like the song. We'll be right back. That was Aiko Aiko by the Bell Stars. Next up is She's Crazy for Leaving by Rodney Crowell, written with Guy Clark. I often play a lot of Guy Clark and saw him perform in Bristol a few years ago. This song I just heard recently, She's Crazy for Leaving, and it's another one of those guys, another Levy song, and he's racing off to tell his girlfriend, don't do it, don't leave, and the guys at the bus stop all say, hey, buddy, let her go. And then apparently I infer from the lyrics that he chases after the bus in his car and wraps it around a telephone pole. So it's not a happy parting song. But I like it. I like the rhythm. I like the music. It's a good song. I hope. Anyway, here it is.
She's crazy for leaving, I told her so. And the boys at the bus stop just said, man, let her go. But she's crazy for leaving, I told her so. But you can't stop a woman when she's out of control. And busted my nose. You add insult to injury, and what do you get? You get a bus stop full of honkies that don't ever forget. She's crazy for leaving, I told her so. And the bus depot lady just said, hun, let her go. She's crazy for leaving, I told her so. But you can't stop a woman when she's out of control. No, you can't stop a woman when she's out of control.
You know, she's probably already a little rock.
She's Crazy for Leaving by Rodney Crowell. Next up is Chiseled in Stone by Vern Gosden. Vern Gosden was a very popular country singer in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and this is one of his last hits. He had 17 country hits, and that he was known as The Voice. So listen for The Voice, and let's see if this song is a leaver or a leavee. You know what the odds are.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven gone to hell. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars that you got someone to go home to.
You don't know about lonely or how long nights can be till you've lived through the story that's still living in me. You don't know about till you face life alone. You don't know about lonely till it's chiseled in stone. So I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom from the heart of that old man showed me I ain't nothing without you.
You don't know about lonely or how till you've lived through the story that old man just told me. And you don't know about sadness till you face life alone. You don't know about lonely till it's chiseled in stone. You don't know about lonely till it's chiseled in stone.
Chiseled in Stone by Vern Gosen. Definitely a Levy song, although I infer that there's a chance he can pull this one out of the fire. Next up is, you may not remember, I also discussed that everything, I like to think of things as having beginning, middles, and ends. And often we don't know the beginning because it happens before we know it. And we don't know the end sometimes because the end starts and appears suddenly without warning. Sometimes we know about the end. Sometimes we know the beginning of the end, the middle of the end, the end of the end. But we always, often, can know about the middle. We know that something started. We know it's still going on. It isn't ending, so we're in the middle. This song, Mountain of Love, by Johnny Rivers, was originally published in 1960. written by Harold Dorman, and he got a hit out of it. In 64, Johnny Rivers released it, and he also got a hit out of it, a bigger hit. So this is Mountain of Love by Johnny Rivers from 1964.
Standing on a mountain, looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been it, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here long, weeping my heart out before gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance I could get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere in the high on the mountain. That's why I'm alone now, dreaming on a bus, high on a mountain of
So that was Mountain of Love by Johnny Rivers, and that's in the middle. I'm not sure what the next song is about, but I know I like it. It's by a group called Fun. It's this year. It was released in June of 2012, and it became a hit. It was a sleeper hit. They said it was like 7 months before it really took off, so it didn't catch on at first. Also, it was popular around the world. When you hear of a song that's popular around the world, it often means there's a lot of good rhythm and harmony in it, because the words are in English, and although a lot of people speak English around the world, not that well. For a song to be a hit, it's got to reach out to people who don't understand the words, which means it's going to have some good music in it. When I was in France a couple years ago, I was there for the night of Eurovision, which is a worldwide, or I should say European-wide contest. All of the nations in Europe compete once a year in the Eurovision, and the finalists are selected, and they have kind of a last round, sort of like American Idol. And it was interesting to me that many of the songs were in English, and the reason was that it was the one language they could sing in that most of the other countries in the European group, the Eurovision group, might understand. There were a number of songs in the native language, but of course, if you're from Latvia, the number of people who are out there, are, including the judges, are going to understand the words aren't great. So a lot of songs were in English, which is more or less the lingua franca. So here's a song called Some Nights by a group called Fun that managed to make it as a hit around the world. And you have to assume that's partly due to the music and the harmony and not entirely to the words.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Amazing things that can come from some terrible night.
That was Some Nights by the group Fun from June of this year, 2012. And now, as is often the case, a change of pace. Next up is traditional bluegrass old-timey music. That's actually my favorite music to play and sing. I'm learning fiddle. I play banjo and stuff. This is Ricky Skaggs, who's one of the premier artists in the field. His main instrument is a mandolin, but he also plays fiddle and guitar and something called a banjo and a banjo caster, whatever that is. So this is called Uncle Pen. It sounds a lot like Soldier's Joy, and they mention Soldier's Joy in it, but it's a traditional piece, and they really go at it. So this is Ricky Skaggs playing Uncle Pen.
Oh, the people would come from far away, the dance all night till the break of day, when the caller would holler, do-si-do, the new Uncle Pen was ready to go. That evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Well, he played an old tune called Soldier's Joy, and played a one called the Boston Boy. Prettiest of all was Jenny Lee. That's where the fiddling begins. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pen was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and they knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, where Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing.
That was Ricky Skaggs playing Uncle Pen. And I love that kind of music. Now comes a country music song. This is Shelley West singing Jose Cuervo. Jose Cuervo is a brand of tequila. And this song made it even more popular than it already was. Shelley West is the daughter of Dottie West, who was a fairly well-known country music artist. And Shelley's had a number of hits, but this was her biggest number one hit. Jose Cuervo. It's about a young woman, I assume young, who knows, who drank a little too much tequila the night before and wakes up to discover herself in a situation she is sort of surprised to find. Jose Cuervo.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eyes. Opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like drink you with a little salt and lime? Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? All those little shooters, how I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a good time. You're my friend, you're the best, me and me. All the cowboys, did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
That was Jose Cuervo by Shelley West. And it's about excessive drinking, which I do not advocate. And the next song is a gospel song, so we're leaving from sinful life to the good life. This is Soon I Will Be Done, and I've always just, I love the arrangement of this piece. And both songs illustrate that you can have beautiful music without having to necessarily identify and agree with everything the song says. I don't advocate excessive drinking like Jose Cuervo. And I am not a believer in most of the gospel stuff, but I certainly love the music, and I recognize its power and its beauty. So this is Soon I Will Be Done by the, what are they called? Sound Gospel Train, and they do a fine job with it.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done
with the troubles of the world.
Yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Yes, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live.
That was Soon I Will Be Done by the Sound Gospel Train. They're a group of foreign singers. I couldn't find an American version of it, so I got that version, which is good. Next up is a song from the 60s. This is by the Chad Mitchell Trio. They were part of the folk revival that came up with the Kingston Trio, Joan Baez, the Limelighters, Pete Seeger and the Weavers. All in the early 60s, caught on late 50s, early 60s. It was a big thing. And this is one of the songs that was popular then, and I liked it a lot. It's actually a child ballad. If you're into folk music, the child ballads were collected back in the, I think, 17th century mostly. And they were a collection of all the traditional folk songs that this researcher at that time could find. And to be one of the numbered child ballads gives you kind of a pedigree. And the Golden Vanity is such a song. It goes way back, long story. And you'll hear the story. There are many versions, and this particular one is more traditional. The anyway, you'll see what happens. It's the story of a peril at sea for some people, and in particular, in this case, the cabin boy. Here we go.
Oh, there was a lofty ship, and she sailed on the sea, and the name of that ship, it was the Golden Vanity. But she feared she would be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland, low, she sailed upon the lowland sea. Then up steps a cabin boy, just the age of 12 and 3, and he says to the skipper, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of your Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, I sink her in the lowland sea. Oh, I will give you silver, and I will give you gold, and the hand of my daughter, if you will be so bold as to swim alongside of that Turkish enemy. And to sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, to sink her in the lowland sea. Made already and overboard junkie, and he swam alongside of that Turkish enemy, and with his little drilling tool he bore it holes 3, and he sank her in the lowland, 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 he sank her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he turned around and back again swam he, and he hollered for the skipper to haul him from the sea, but the skipper would not heed, for daughter he did need. And he left him in the lowland, 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 he left him in the lowland sea. Then the crew they hauled him out, but upon the deck he died, and they wrapped him in his blanket so very soft and wide. They cast him overboard to drift upon the tide, and he sang beneath the lowland, lowland, he sang beneath the lowland sea. Oh, there is a lofty ship, and she sails on the sea, but she sails without a cabin boy, the age of 12 and 3, and she fears she will be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails on the lowland sea.
That obviously was live, the Chad Mitchell Trio singing Golden Vanity. Now we're going to have something from 1991 by John Anderson, one of my favorite country singers. And this is a song I've played a few times over the years. It's called Straight Tequila Night, and I get a kick out of it. The guy goes in the bar, he sees a beautiful woman, he wants to go talk to her, but the bartender warns him, hey buddy, watch out. If she's drinking white wine, she's okay, but if she's drinking tequila, do not go over there. But she's drinking white wine tonight, so here's some quarters, and he tells what her favorite song is, and maybe you can change your life, because she's pretty upset over some guy that left her. And so anyway, it tells quite a story. That's a bar scene, and I get a kick out of it. John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her You'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila.
On a straight tequila night by John Anderson. I just have time to start the next song. I won't be able to finish it. We'll start the next show with it. It's called Golden Ring by George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And it's a story of a marriage from start to finish, I'd say. So this is Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cool metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers, "Love, with this ring I'll be wed."
Golden ring, with one tiny little stone, shining ring. Now at last it's found a home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
In a small two-room apartment, as they fight their final round, he says, "You won't admit it."
Well, I think you can see where that marriage is headed. That was George Jones and Tammy Wynette, two of the biggest names in country music. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1. And it's from Emory and Henry College and WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. It's my chance each week to bring for you the songs I love. And I'll be back next week with more. And I want to encourage you to do during the week what I encourage you to do every week and what I try to do myself, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.